Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota housing providers could each see a piece of the $9 million pie that the legislature is granting. The Senate passed a bill today, 39-28, that will benefit grantees of U.S. housing and urban development programs. Many supportive housing providers have seen their contracts expire, or they will by the end of the year, after the federal government's cuts to HUD in the Big Beautiful Bill. The navigation season is officially underway on Lake Superior. Jason Roan of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority says the Mesabi Miner was the first vessel to move into a loading dock and then the first departure.
That was the Honorable James L. Oberstar, which departed Monday afternoon in ballast, which means without cargo, to load iron ore in Marquette, Michigan.
Roan says ships from the Great Lakes will start arriving in the Twin Ports after the Sioux Locks opened Wednesday. Authorities in northeastern Minnesota are issuing a thin ice warning after two teens fell through in the Cloquet area. Firefighters saw one teen fall through the ice and the second went in trying to pull him out. They're both uninjured and all right. This is MNN.